here's a story from The World.
The Tokyo Summer Olympics are inching closer, and calls for canceling them are getting louder. But calling off the world's biggest party isn't just a matter of updating an evite. The World's Bianca Hillier explains.
There's a laundry list of groups involved in organizing this summer's Olympics. The International Olympic Committee, the Japanese Olympic Committee, the Tokyo Organizing Committee, and the Japanese government. All of them are under the spotlight. Protesters gathered this week in Japan asking the National Committee to cancel the Games. Lawyer Kenji Utsunomiya has rallied the public in this effort. He says some people are unfairly pressuring athletes to take a stance. The focus shouldn't be on the athletes, he said. The focus should lie on the government and the IOC and these big organizations who actually have control over the games. The government is facing pressure. 6,000 doctors wrote to Japan's prime minister this week, warning of a possible collapse of the country's medical system, just as Japan is undergoing its fourth and worst surge. Here's lawyer Kenji Utsunomiya again.
He
said, we can't just give special treatment to the athletes. The government itself has been very secretive in their discussion and their decisions, so we're not hearing a clear response from them. To Utsunomiya, the decision is clear. But with so many stakeholders at the table, legal experts say it's not so simple.
There's been a huge amount of investment in the games, financially, emotionally, in terms of infrastructure. And so any decision is going to be extremely complicated.
Mark James is a sports law professor at Manchester Metropolitan University. He says the different parties are bound together by a contract, but only one group has the power to say it's over.
Only the IOC has the right to terminate the contract and cancel the games. The Japanese organizations do not have a corresponding right to cancel the games in any circumstances.
The contract allows the IOC to call it quits if the host country is in a state of war, civil disorder, or a boycott. There isn't a pandemic clause, but experts say there will be in the future. Still, there's another way the IOC could cancel this year's events without breaking the contract. Here's international sports lawyer Alexandre Mestre in Portugal.
It's very straightforward. When the games are not celebrated during the year 2020, the IOC is entitled to terminate the contract.
Because of the one-year postponement of the games, there would be no questions asked. Mestre says there's also no deadline in the contract for when the decision has to be made.
So it can occur even until the last moment.
Professor Mark James says there are a few ways Japan could reclaim some power in the decision.
If they were to continue the states of emergency in the major cities that are already in place at the moment, it would be very difficult for the IOC to justify the games taking place.
With so much at stake, both James and Mestre say it would likely be a joint decision between the IOC and the Japanese government. For everyone involved, the financial losses could be dramatic. Nearly 75% of the IOC's total funding comes from broadcasting rights, and insurers are facing an estimated $2 to $3 billion loss if there is a cancellation. That's not nothing. But lawyer Kenji Utsunomiya says people's health and safety must be prioritized. He said, before even welcoming these athletes, the reality is the medical resources and the healthcare workers are completely overwhelmed by what's happening just domestically. He continued, 30 hospitals are being reserved for the Olympics, but these are valuable resources that we need at the moment. According to the latest polls, 83% of Japan thinks the game should be postponed or scrapped entirely. Still, the IOC has adamantly opposed cancellation. The opening ceremony is set to take place in 63 days. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.